Okay, today we're going to learn the inyan of Koshal Bracha in general, and specifically how it relates to the Dalet Kosos. So the Mishnah says, "Lo yifkas ulo me'arba kosos shal yayin, hafilu menatam choy." That when you're giving the tzedakah to the ani, so you should make sure that he gets dalet kosos, and he shouldn't get less than dalet kosos. So the diuk that the Bali Tosfos make in the Mishnah is the Loshen Yochid, lo yifchesu lo, meaning the stomach. This ani is a balabas. It has a mishpacha. It has a lot of people at the table. So why dafka lo yifchesu lo? It should say lo yifchesu lahem. That should be dalet kosos for every single person at the seder. So by the fact that it says lo yifchesu lo, is mashma that the chiyuv of dalet kosos is only for the balabayas, that he should have dalet kosos. So that's what Tosfos says. Lo yifchesu lo me'arba kosos mitoch haloshen mashmak tzash she'ein noisnum levona v'levnei veso ki im la'atzmo v'hu motzi es kulam b'sholo u'svarahu demayishno arba kosos mikiddush techol hashana she'echen motzi es kulam. So Tosfos says that can sein that dal kosos is not different than kiddush. In kiddush, the balabos makes kiddush for the whole oilam, and that's it. One kiddush. In fact, the discussion of poskim is it better to have one kiddush for the whole oilam, or should every person make chassidish minhag for a certain chassidim? Every person makes their own kiddush, and others disagree and say no, that it's better one kiddush barov am hadras melech to have one kiddush for everyone. So it's a machlokes ha-poiskim, whether it's better to have one kiddush for the whole oilam, or every single person should make their own kiddush. But by kiddush, everyone agrees, kuli amal opligi, that if you make one kiddush, and you have kavod to be yotze, it's yotze, and only the balabayis has to be toyim. Everyone else doesn't have to be toyim anything in yotze. So we'll see, the Rosh says it's a minik toiv, that everyone should be toyim a little bit from the Kosel Kiddush. It's a minik toiv. But Meikar Adin, it's only, if you take a look in the Rosh for a second, on page six.
Only Kiddush HaLaila, right? Only Kiddush HaLaila.
Kiddush HaLaila, yeah.
I thought
there's more part of the Kiddush HaYom to do. Yeah, there's a brisker of that hold
the Vayom. The Kiddush
is only by Perig Offen. But okay, but so the Rosh writes, the Tzarech Loi Meki Kosher Zlom Hoi Pekubim, Sho Yeruim Lebrocha, Shon Roim Ki Ilu Kolechot Kiddush, Afal Pi Shein Tzrichim Lishtos, Lechatchilo Miu Mitzvah Lishtos. That was, it's not even a din Lechatchilo by Kiddush that everyone should drink Friday night. It's not even a din l'chatchila. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's an inyan that everyone should have a te'ima from the Kosher Bracha. But it's not even a din l'chatchila. L'chatchila, if the balabais is toyim, that's good, genug for the whole oil. And you don't need anything else. The balabais is toyim, is good for the whole. So Tosfos says, and this day in Tosfos, that it could be that dal kosos is not a chiv shtia on everyone. We normally think la halacha, that's why we pass in la halacha, that dal kosos is din shtia, that every single person has to be shoysa dal kosos. So Tosfos in his first day here holds that it's not a din. It's like kiddush. And so it's a din, you make kiddush ala kos, and you make all the dal kosos on the Bar Pir Goffin, on the different mitzvahs that you do, and only the balabayis is shoysa. And that's the diyuk haloshen. For lo yifchesu loy. Only what? Only for the balabayis. So you only need one set of four kosos. only for the balabais.
This is the Lord Yipshachutzoy. I would have thought that's for the Oni, supplying to the Oni.
The Oni is the balabais.
He's the Oni and the balabais together.
In other words, the Oni is the balabais of his house.
Okay.
There's normally when the Mishnah Shabbos speaks about the Oni and the balabais, it's a different. Here, the Oni is the balabais of his shtum. You know. So that's what he writes. He says, Shemov. He says, "V'svarhu d'maishna arba koses mikiddush d'chol hashana." And then he's mesupak whether that's so. And the end of the Tosis, you look at the last line, the first word of the line is Tosis. He writes, "V'nir lahachmir." But he says, still, al tachumra, everyone should have dal kosis. But it's mashma from him that the ikar adin is that just the balabais, it's like four different kiddushes. He makes four times bar piragofen, and everyone will listen to the bar piragofen, and he'll be shoysa. And that's it. No one else. He says, al tachumra, everyone else should drink also. But the pashtus haloshna mishnah lo yifchsu loy for one set of dalal kosis.
In the mitzvah of dalal kosis,
so here you have the birkas hamazon alakos, you have the asher galon, you have the different things that you do alakos. So and the balabais does alakos, makes a bar piragofen, and he shoysa, and that's good enough, and you don't need every single person to be shoysa. Now, we'll see, the Brisker Rav, others point out the Rambam clearly writes differently. The Rambam writes, take a look, page 3. He says, "V'fichach, perek zayin, halacha zayin, v'fichach, kishesoyed odam balayla hazeh, tzorich lechol, v'lishtos, v'meis of der cheirus, v'chol echad v'echad beina noshim beina noshim chayiv lishtos, Palayil hazeh arba kosos shal yayin." So it's clear that there's a chiv, not just a chumra ba'alma, like Tosis says. There's a chiv of shtiyas dalal kosos for yed eina, for every single person at the table. It's not just the din of the kosher bracha. And that's how the Brisker Rav has a famous shtickel where he explains that according to the way the Rambam, it's the two dinim of the dalal kosos. There's a din of the kosher bracha doing the mitzvahs al hakos, and then there's a din of shtiya. And according to Tosfos, there's only one din to do them, as Rav Shechter always says, the Brisker Rav, the mitzvahs al hakos. And then the shtiya is just by the balabais, and there's no mitzvah shtiya by everybody.
But the balabai would have to drink rov kos according to Tosfos, or melo lugma.
Oh, so let's see. So how much do the balabais have to drink? So take a look on page 4.
Says the Gemara, "Tishke mehem levonim v'mneitzo yotzo, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak v'hu da'ashti ruba d'kasa."
Because if you want to give to other people, you can. But he has to drink rov kos. He has to drink, in other words, the chiv of dal kosis is to drink rov kos.
And says Tosis, "Hainu kumlo lugmov. Mil lachatchila tzorich lishtos revis."
That lachatchila, you should drink the revis is the whole kos. And b'di'evet, you could drink rov kos. Because this din is a general din. Rav Shechter always likes to point out the Mishnah in Chulin on page 7 here. The Mishnah Chulin tells us Chav Zayin HaShoychet Echad Ba'ov U'Shnayim B'Behemesh Kitosu K'Sheira V'Rubu Shalachat Kamal So there was you shech one simon by an oaf and shnayim by behema, and the rov simon is good enough. So the Gemara wants to know what's the lashon hashoichit. Hashoichit means if you did it already, a lashon diavid. Why is it a b'diavid? All you need is one simon by oaf, shnayim by behema, and so why is it a b'diavid? In fact, the Gemara hashoichit diavid lechatchil lo, shnayim by behema lechatchil lo ad kama lishcho v'lizil. There's nothing more to shecht. If you shecht with shnayim, why is that a b'diavid? There's nothing more to shecht. And for the Gemara, you buy the same echad ba'oif. Could be the b'diavid is an echad ba'oif, because echad ba'oif, you could really shecht shnayim. So maybe echad ba'oif is kosher, but it's not l'chadchila. And the other answer he gives, if you buy the same, aruba shel echad kamohu. Aruba shel echad kamohu, that the din of rov, that's only b'diavid. That's only b'diavid. So that's what the post can point out, that the din of dalat kosis is what? The din of the kos. You have to drink the whole kos. Look, sheer kos is what? Is a revius. And you can be yotzei b'drov, but the post can point out, Rav Shechter, the post can point out that that's only b'diavid. And Rav Shechter point out the mocker is this Gemara, because the din from this Gemara is that Rubo Kukulo is only a din b'diavid. Ha-shoichet. It's only a din b'diavid. So Mamela, when you have to drink Dalat Koisus, the shear of a Kois is what? A revius. And you can be yotze with Melo Lugmov, which is Roy revius, but that's only a b'diavid. Because the din of Rubo Kukulo is only b'diavid. Agav, it's interesting to note the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says, Yesod, on page 8.
And the only thing from this Gemara that not everybody has to drink. It says if he drank, and then Hitman wouldn't be there, very sad.
Yeah.
It's Yusuf, but he has to drink it at least.
Right.
It's much more that everyone else doesn't have to drink. They're not doing what they have to drink.
Right.
They have to be fine.
Right, then right. So that's like a tosis.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. So the Chasam Sofer just wants to understand what's the idea of Rubo Kukula? When do you say Rubo Kukula? You have to eat a kazayis of matzah at the Seder. So do you say that you can have Rov kazayis? No. If you don't have the whole kazayis, you weren't yotze. There's a shayla in the poskim where there's a din of chatzi shir by mitzvahs, but to be yotze the mitzvah, you need the shir. He says you have a minion. You have 10 people for a minion, so your 6 is good enough. No, you need 10 people. So when do you say rubo kukula? When don't you say? But you need all 10 people to be there. Shisha mispal, but you can't just have shisha people.
Even that,
yeah, that's a question, right? So what's the gedder? How do you? So the Chasam Sofer gives the gedder. Lafi anias daiti, the second paragraph here. Lo shayich rubo kukulo elamitoch kulo. The yisod of rubo kukulo is has a rov mitoch kulo. It means. So for example, the Sanhedrin, where do we know Rov from Sanhedrin? To be in a Rov mitoch kol. Say for example, a Sanhedrin. So you have 23 people for a Sanhedrin. And the vote is 13 to 10. You have 23 people for a Sanhedrin, and the vote is 13 to 10. So what's the din? So you follow the 13. Now, what if there's only 13 people there, and they vote, so it's no good? The same 13 people, so what do you need the 10 for? The 13 win without the 10. The 13 win without the 10. So what's the mile of having all 23? If it's 13, vote 13 to 10, the 13 win. So why can't I just have the 13, and what if all the 13 say the same?
Because if you have a 10, you would have 13. It's one to say.
What?
You have 13 to 10 vote, right?
Right.
So, in order to have a bezdin, you have to have a certain
amount. Oh, so you need kulo. You need the whole misgeret of kulo. And then you say, the rav mitoch kulo, it's ki'ilu, the psak is coming from the kulo. You understand? But you can't have just a rov without... So you can't have six people for a minion. You just have six people there. You don't say rubo kulo, because...
There's no kulo.
There's no kulo. It says rubo. It has to be... So the chasam sofer's lashon is, you need what? Rubo mitoch kulo. And that's his yisod. This is I'm alone. Is vadu rak rov Sanhedrin? Ain't a klum. Vachnam the olam shadinim hamid basa harov. Aval kulu b'fanein ugon yud have eid dover shabakdusha. V'mzayin mehem lo shamu kadosh ubarchu nimsha hamid acha harov. Aval imrak nizvadu zayin. But if you only have seven people there, that's garnished. V'abrin in dover shabakdusha. Etc. Oh, so then he goes on further. To eat pachas mikashir, or litbol pachas mikashir, if you only eat pachas half a kazayas, that's not, you don't say rubu kukulo, because it's not mitoch kulo. You just ate what? Rov. So then, even though the rest of the matzah is there, but there's no chashivas to the part of the matzah you didn't eat. There's no chashivas to that. So memela, it's like the rov. What you didn't eat doesn't count. What you didn't eat doesn't count. So that's so it's just a rov. It's not rov mitoch kulo. And you have a mikvah. You need mem saw. So you don't say, well, if you just have 30 saw, it's good enough. The same thing.
By
kois. Well, so by kois, what's the word by kois? So the way they say over by kois is the kois, the shear of the kois is revius, is the shear kois.
That's irrelevant as to how much kois actually holds.
Right. So we'll see. There's a sheet of the Ramban that if you have a big kois, you have to drink the robe of that particular kois. That's the sheet of the Ramban. But others say, no, it's just a din of the sheer revius. So revius teaches the kois. That teaches what a kois is. Even if you have a kois that fills a 100 revius, the sheer kois is a revius. So when you drink a malol lugma from that, you're drinking what? Rov mitoch kulo. But there's no chav, but by matzah, there's no, it's not a din you need a certain shear of how big the matzah is. So you're not drinking, you're not saying you're eating rov mitoch kulo.
Why?
Because there's no din of a shear of a matzah.
Oh, hold on. You say now that even though a bechel can be big or small, except when I'm buying everybody holds the shear is a revius, correct?
Shear is a revius.
So there's an objective standard. What a revius is, correct? Oh, right. What the standard?
What are kois? Right. Kois is the revius.
What does it do in the kois?
You have to do rov revius, correct? Now, in matzah, there's a chiyuv to eat a kazayas. So whatever that standard is, right?
Right.
So there is a chiyuv.
Right, but you have to. But that's a chiyuv of eating a kazayas.
And it's a chiyuv of drinking.
No, but
you have to have a kois.
You have to have a kois.
If we have a matzah that's smaller than
right, how big the matzah is lo mal of a lo morid. But the kois, you can't just have drink. You have to have in front of you a kois of a revius. So when you drink, you're drinking rov of that kois. By matzah, there's no shear of what matzah you have to, even if it's ground up into little pieces, and you have the little pieces. So as long as you have a kazayis, you have a kazayis. There's no din that you have to have it from one chativa of a kazayis. So there's no din of rov mitoch kulo over here. Here there's a din that you have to have a cheftza that's machzik a revius. So then when you drink a rov from that, you're having rov mitoch kulo.
But the cost is bigger than the revius.
So of course it's bigger than revius. That's the machlokes rishonim. That's I'll show you. Here, if you want to see, take a look on page 9 in the Orchos Chaim. On the bottom, take a look. V'tzarech lishtos mikol kos v'kos mula lugmav v'zulaz lo yotza. Hilkach en yotzen b'kos she'en bo el revish shnaim v'im haya kos godol. If you have a kos godol, she'esh bo shtei revius. O yosa. Shosim bo shnaim v'tzeh revius zach hazev yotzen. That's the first opinion. That a lot of people could drink. By Ramban, the fourth line, Varah, Kosvu, the Badal Kosvu Pesach Lishtos Mikulam, Ruba Afilo Yu Machzik and Kamarvius. You have to have Rov. Even if it's Machzik, Kamarvius, you still have to have a Chumrah, that you have to have Rov of Shal also Kos. That's the Sheet of. So that's what it says, the Pais can write, Magad Avram says. So if you, so that's why you should have a kos cotton, meaning a kos that's just machzik revius. So this way, you won't have to be yotze the sheet as Ramban. Because if you have a bigger kos, a kos that has seven revius, so then you're gonna have to drink seven or rov of seven. So drink much more. So to be yotze the sheet as Ramban, make the kos stafka revius. So this way, your kos, your physical kos will be revius, and that'll be the shear of what a kos is.
No, Ramban is not arguing as to what the shear is. He knows what it is. But he's saying, even the standard of reason, if you on yourself take have a kos that's not the standard kos, meaning what it is, then you're mechuyev to drink the rov kos over there.
Right, the rov of that particular kos.
Even though objectively the standard is revius.
Yeah.
Right.
Take a look.
The standard is you can't be less than revius.
Right.
There's quite a lot the minimum, with the evidence, you have to have revius.
Right.
And of that, that's the rov. If you take upon yourself more, then you subjectively allow yourself to have more.
Right. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 12. You'll see.
Only on paper, I'm doing the koyis. A whole year is only dinner of Yiddish, right?
What?
A whole year is only dinner of Yiddish, not doing the
koyis. Oh, we're going to see. We'll see. Great.
You have to be very clear.
Yeah.
That's not always the case, because then it's called mixed.
Then it's what?
Mikdas, it's not has to be from the whole thing. When it says brody, it has to be
right.
Whole thing. But when it says the word mikdas.
Mikdas by where?
For instance, by a baby. Mikdas a yom
kippur. Mikdas a yom kippur. Right, so you don't need rov. Right. Yeah, but here we're talking about rov. When it says rov kos. So look in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Tes. Shir kos revius. Lachashim zagenu. He wrote some months ago. V'yishta kula aruba. V'miyish bo harbe revius shosim menu kol b'nei adam k'minyan revius shabo. So you just have to have a revius. You don't have to have. You can have a lot of different people. You have one kos that has five revius. So five different people can be yotze with this kos. V'yish om shatzorch lishtos rov hakos afil machzi kam revius. So that's the two days. So the Magen Avraham says in Yud. So the way to be yotze both shitas is to be a kos that's cotton, meaning it's just a revius. But tzimtzum, so mamela then you yotze both shitas, because then it's the rov of the sheer revius and it's the rov of your particular kos. Oh, now if you take a look,
that's a bit one gulp, right? The
no. I mean, the shtiyas. How? Yeah, one second. So take a look. There is a din. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Gemara, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, page 5. It says the Gemara. Amar Avuna Amaram Chaitani Rav Gidol, the Mindarish, Hamikadesh Vitaam Melo Lugma Yatza, the Mblavlo Yatza. So he's talking about the whole year. You make Kiddush, he says you have to be Toyim Melo Lugma. Right? Otherwise, you make the Moraparagofen, Mikadesh HaShabbos, and then you have to. So how much do you have to drink? It's Melo Lugma. So Lachora, at first glance, it seems it's mamish the same as we said by Pesach. Because by Pesach we said you have to have a revius. And lechatchila, the whole Revius. B'di'evet rubo kukula. Right? And the sheer rov Revius is melom lukbov. And here he's saying what? That during the year you have to be toyim what? Melom lukbov. So it seems the zelbazach, right? So the Bach points out that it's not the same thing. Take a look in the Bach. The Bach says a very yisoidist dick of chiluk. Let me tell you the Bach outside, and we'll see it on, inside of page 11. He says like this. There's a chiluk, says the Bach, between Leil Seder, Dalakosis, and Kiddush the whole year. See, by Dalet Koisus, the din is what? You have to be Shoisa Dalet Koisus. And a Koisus is a Revis. But the Evid Rubo Kukulu. So you can have Rov. But by Kiddush, there's no din that you have to be Shoisa the whole Kois. A Kois has to be Revis. But there's no din that you have to be Shoisa the Kois of Kiddush. You have to be Toyim Melo Lugbov. What's a Nafkamina?
Size.
Okay, you beg because the Ramban.
So small mouth.
Well, what? In other words, is Malon Lugmav lechatchila or b'diavet? By Kiddush, it's lechatchila, because it's not a din al rubo kakulo. It's that's the shear of the te'ima of Malon Lugmav. It's not a din that really you have to be shoyz of the whole course. And Malon Lugmav is a din of rubo kakulo. No, it's just a din of Malon Lugmav is the shear. If that's the shear that you be toyim, that's a shear to ima. But by Dalet Koisus, Melo Lugmov is a din als what? Because it's the Rov Kois. It happens to be that that's the same shear. But the Nafkimin is that on Pesach, if you show some Melo Lugmov, that's midin Robo Kukula, that's only b'di'evet. By Kiddush, you don't have to drink the whole Kos. You just have to be toyim, Melo Lugmov. So to ima, and that's Lechatchila. And that's Lechatchila. Because there's no din by Kiddush that really you should be shoyz to the whole kois.
Isn't the
Pesach
Rov Revis as opposed to Mala Yugmav also?
Rov Revis, well, Rov Revis is usually a Mala
Yugmav. Even
if it's not in Ochanami. So
that would
be another, right.
That was the
right. Take a look at the Bach. He says, I put the arrow on the bottom. The Hilchach. Afim lechatchila l'boi l'mitam revi'ah sholem. By Kiddush, even lechatchila, you don't need a revi'ah sholem. El esagi b'melo lugmav, d'hain a rov revi'ah. Aval kan, by dalet koisos, d'be'inan sheyishta arba kosos, v'lahavishtiyas kos elem kein shosa rov hakos. L'kach lo koma gabi arba kosos, v'u d'shosi melo lugmav, it doesn't say Melo Lugmav there. It says who the Shasi Ruba de Kasa. It happens to be that Ruba de Kasa usually is Melo Lugmav, but it's not a din of Melo Lugmav. It's a din of Ruba de Kasa, and therefore it's only a din of the Evan. Because Shakot and Shalor Revi is because God will have me. V'hai du davka the Evan. Avalach Achil and Tzarech Lishtos Kulo who could be Rashti. So that's how the Bach explains that even though it might sound that Tosa says Shasi Ruba de Kasa is Melo Lugmav, And by Kiddush, it says Melo Lugmav. It seems the same thing. It's two different dinim. Over there, it's a din of Melo Lugmav mitam rubo kakulo. And therefore, that's only b'di'evet, like the Mishnah says in Chulin, that rubo, and the Gemara says that rubo kakulo is only a din b'di'evet. But here, it's a din of lechatchila, that's all you have to be, all you have to be toyim. Oh. Now there is a interesting din.
Just on what we had, it said, I think the Ramah said, it shouldn't be a big hefsek.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What is a big hefsek? But during the year, it's more shy.
Yeah.
Person made Kiddush and he doesn't drink a Mala Lug, he just takes a sip. So this happens. They wash, but is that considered a hefsek? In other words, he didn't drink a Mala Lugmav when he made Kiddush.
Right.
And then people go to wash. Is that considered a hefsek?
You mean he drank them just a little bit?
Yeah, he didn't drink them all at once.
Yeah, so the shaila is that likuv or not? To be sure some
law. Yeah.
We have to see that.
That's the thing that happens.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. So,
but either way, in theory, if it is Likuva,
right,
it's clearly Hefsik then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's actually, if he drinks less than Mother Lugma, then he goes to what?
That's it. But use the lash on Hefsik Harvey, right?
Yeah.
You may drink some more wine during the meal.
Does that make the bracha that he said, like on Hagafen
or Kaddish? Okay, so, wait. Levatala, what?
Not Levatala, just to
say. Yeah, Levatala, but it's not good to the mitzvah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, give me a... Wait,
to make a word for Hagafen, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's no minimum share to drink to say Hagafen.
That's the point.
But then to say Mekadesh HaShabbos on it, then...
You can, in theory, you want it, even though you're making a cost, right?
Yeah.
But there's a kiddush anyway.
Right. So let's hear. One second. Give me a couple of minutes to explain. A
couple of minutes, we'll be a couple of seconds.
Take a look on page 26, the very fascinating machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Hilchas Yom Kippur. The Machlokes Mechaber Ramah about a person, they have a Mila on Yom Kippur. So normally we know at a Bris Mila we make a Bar Pri Hagafen at a Bris Mila and someone drinks. What do you do on Yom Kippur? At a Mila? Right? So the Mechaber says, Mevarchim al hamila below kos. So he says, you don't want to have a kos. You're just to make a bracha of the mila below kos. That's how you're going to make a bar per goffin. Who's going to drink? Says the Ramah, Haga, Pesh Omim, the Mevarchim, a kos, Venosnum, the Tino Kanimo, V'chein Noyakim. So says the Ramah, that you make a bar per goffin on a kos, and you give it to the 8-day-old baby. So the question is, what is that? It's not a bar das to hear the bracha, to understand the bracha. So Bishlamo, we understand the Shitas HaMechaber. We understand very well. But the Shita of the Ramah, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Ramah? How could it be? Oh, how could it be? What's pshat in the Ramah? You hear the question? What's pshat in the Ramah? Oh, so there is a discussion in the Poskim, in the Rishonim, actually, on this Indian. And it's brought in Rashi and the Ravon. Take a look in the Ravon on page 25. The Ravon discusses this shayla. What do you do on a bris on Yom Kippur? So the Ravon on page 25, the fourth column, second paragraph. So the Ravon discusses giving it to the Tino. So he asked the Kasha. What do you gain with the ti'ima of the tinok? Right, he's a tinok. He's not bar das. You can't even say he's sigil achinuch. Right, tatima sakos leisa el mishum. So he answers, tatima sakos leisa el mishum gnai shel kol shel oyomu shel tzorach hi bracha zu. So he says an unbelievable thing. And this is brought down also Rashi and Erevin as well. That really, a person makes a bracha ala kos. he makes a bar prayer goffin on a milah, on any mitzvah that he makes a bar prayer goffin. Really, Mi'ikar Adin, even if he doesn't drink anything, it's not a bracha levatal. And the only reason you have to drink, it's just a pasnisht. It's a gnai hu lukos that you make, you take in your hand, you make a bar prayer goffin, and you're not toyim. It's a gnai. So as long as something, somehow you give it to somebody, even if it's the person doesn't know what you're doing, that's ois gnai.
Why specifically Tina Kanima? Why not just another kid who's not fasting?
Okay, we don't,
it's a lot of alcohol for a little kid.
No, you just give him a little bit. You don't give him the whole...
You don't have to give him rubber.
You mean you can give it to another
baby? To a 6-year-old, give it to another.
Maybe
another 4-year-old.
This baby's here for sure.
Right.
Does it have to be a 7-year-old?
Does it have to be Malay Lugma?
No.
Well, you don't give to someone who has a bad asi lemisrach, he'll come to think when he's older. So anyone has das, you're not going to give. You give. Right, you're not going to be mashke to him. But the Tinoch, and this is the Lashon of Rashi in Erevin, on Mem Amud Beis, on page 24. Take a look. Leisvel Yenuka, says Rashi, Shtosulach HaShavarach. Here he's talking about if a Shechiyonu, if you have to make Shechiyonu in Yom Kippur, do you need a kos? So the Gemara says, well, who are you going to give the kos to on Yom Kippur? So he says, Leisla Yanuka, it's a problem. So he says, Tuadiki Shasi Achrina, Taimu Mishum, the Gnai Hu Lakoi Shal Bracha, Shaloyena Odom Imenu La Alter. So he says the same Lashon, that it's a Gnai Hu Lakoi, if you make a Bari Piragofen and there's not a Tima. So says the Mogan of Ram, that's Pshad in the Ramah. That's Pshat in the Ramah, that the Ramah is following these Rishonim, that say, take back in the Mogen Avraham, on page 26, says the Mogen Avraham, Nosnu Mutzina Panimo, Heimen the Timas Kos Eina El Mishum Gnai, Shalo Yomu Shalom Tzorch Hu Brach Zul, V'chein Dai, Shenosnu Mutzina Kotten Kazeh. That it's good enough if you give it even an 8-day-old. Is good enough. And he quotes, who does he quote? Ravon per Gimel de Erevin. And that's based on the Rashi as well. So the Chubas Haran, Kosu B'Shem Harashba, Davi Bracha Levatola, came in Shenosin Latina Kotim Kazeh. And the other Rishonim say no, and that's the Machaber Shita, that he can't make a Bar Pir Gofen. So Kumdo is the way some explain, it's a fundamental Machloikis. When you make a bar priya goffin, if I'm just in the middle of the week, I want to have some wine, and make a bar priya goffin, and I don't drink, that's a bracha levatol. But if I'm doing it in the conjunction of a mitzvah, I'm making a bar priya goffin. So is that bar priya goffin just a stam of birkas hanenin? Or do we say that bar priya goffin is not just a birkas hanenin? It's a birkas hashevach that, as we'll see how some of Shlomo Zalman and others phrase it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made the wine to enable me to do the mitzvah together with the wine. So I'm giving divrei shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created wine, as Rav Shechter points out. Sometimes wine enhances the mitzvah. By Mila, we say it enhances the mitzvah. By Birkas HaMazon, some mitzvahs, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, doesn't enhance. Never says Indian to shake lulav with wine, take tefillin with wine. Some mitzvahs are no sheikhs. But Chazal saw fit that certain mitzvahs to do together with wine, and that enhances, as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, enhances the mitzvah. So Mela, when you make a boy priya gofen lat on those, together with a mitzvah, so is the boy priya gofen just divrei shevach? And therefore, it's not a birkas hanenin b'chlal. So therefore, I really don't have to drink. Elowat. It's a gnai. So you give it, as long as you somehow get out of the ganai, it's genug. So you give it to 8-day-old, it's genug. But if you say no, there's only one din, bar pir gavin is a birkas hananin, just like a bar pir gavin during the week is a birkas hananin. So you make bar pir gavin and a mila, it's not going to birkas hananin. So therefore, if you don't have someone who could drink it, who's at least a bachinuch, then it's a bracha levatala. So that's the machlokas here between...
Why on Kiddush and Shabbos do you have to have a shir, malay likma?
So Kiddush and Shabbos...
It should be enough tima.
What?
It should be enough tima based on...
So malay likma is a lechatchila. A lechatchila.
If you learn that it's a shvach.
Yeah, so you've learned it's a shvach and a chanam.
It's going to be a gnai, so you drink a little bit. Why malay likma?
Right, so malay likma makes it nicer. It could be... That Meikar had din, some hold, that based on this in a chanami, then it wouldn't be Likuva, maybe. In other words, the Bir Halacha has a discussion whether the din of Melo Lugmov is that a din Likuva or not. If you take a look at the Bir Halacha, he shtells on your Nakuda, the Bir Halacha. Let's see if we find the Bir Halacha here, the Mishnah Berurah. I have it here. I think I put it in here. Yeah. Take a look. On page 20. So the Bir Halacha says, Tzarech lishtos kemo lugmav. Tafil b'dieved. So he holds tafil b'dieved hu liyikuva. Kedisa b'gemar. V'haid enoket lishtad l'chadchila nered bala ha-shmina d'afil l'chadchila d'ay b'zeh. V'o b'in sh'yishta kol ha-kos. But you see there are others that might hold that no, that it's not a din of li'kuva. In other words, you're right. In other words, the Bir Halacha says the way you learned that it's li'kuva. But it could be that it's not li'kuva. It was based on this mahalach. Rav Abad So you only make it on the first kosh, kemal kosh al kiddush, al kosh al birkas hamazon. You only make two bar pir gavin. Says the Ramah, Taminag bein Ashkenazim, Levarach bracha rishona al kol kosh l'kos. So what's the machlokes here between l'chora? The mechaber is right. So the Shlomo Zalman says, and Rav Shechta has a similar piece, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the Mechaber's L'shitosa. Because the Mechaber Shita is that Bor Pirik Ofen is only is a Birkas Hanenim. So Mamele, in Hilchas Birkas Hanenim, he made a Bor Pirik Ofen, you don't have to make another one. If there was a benching in between, that's a Hefsek.
What about Hesach Hadas from the Magid and from
But it's not a Hesach Hadas. It's not a, because it's part of the same minion, so it's not a Hesach Hadas. But you make a Bor Pirik Ofen, you make a Birkas Hamazon, that's a Mafsek. But the Ramah holds differently. The Ramah holds that it's not a dinner, so every, like Rav Shechter says here from the Rif, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing, when you do a Bor Pirak Gofen together with a mitzvah, like you're doing it with Kiddush, you're doing it with Birkas HaMazon, you're doing it with Magid, you're doing it with Halal, you're doing it with, together with the mitzvah, so then the Bor Pirak Gofen is what? It's not a Birkas HaNenin. It's a Birkas HaShvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave us wine to enable us to enhance the mitzvah. So it has nothing to do with the regular Gidrei, what? The regular Gidrei, Birkas HaNen. So Memela, that's where Shlomo Zalman has a whole piece. I can take a look in the Mincha Shloimo. Mincha Shloimo here on page 39. Yeah, we're not going to read the whole thing, but look at the second column, the second arrow. He quotes the two Mechaber Ramos. He says, "Nimtzal lefize ein zechoshiv klal kishar birkas hanenin kevin shabrochi al zeshe hizmin lo chadosh baruch hu es hayayin lemitzvah." It's not like a regular birkas hanenin, but it's a brocha shehizmin hakadosh baruch hu es hayayin lemitzvah. U'memeila osi shapir mein nevarach. In other words, that's why you make it on Bafilim Soneh Yain, Kevish Abrochi El Zeshe Yishlo Yain LeMitzvah. Okay, so that's what he, that's how he touches up. And Mimela, but only the Ramah holds from that, and the Mechaber doesn't hold from that. Oh. So. Oh. So Rav Shechter wanted to suggest, but it doesn't work 100%, the question is, what about by a chasana? So by a chasana, we also make two Bor Pirak Ofens under the chuppah. Bor Pirak Ofen on the Koshel Erusin, and the Bor Pirak Ofen on the Koshel Nesuin. And then we read the ksuba in between, to be mafsik. But the chor, the ksuba, as Rav Shechter always points out, that's not a real hefsik. I mean, the ksuba, how long does it take to read a ksuba? It's not a sheer... in other words, if I'd be drinking a cup of wine and I'd be speaking to you for 15 minutes, that wouldn't be. And that's certainly longer than the sheer that it takes to read a ksuba.
Yeah, so the reason why you do the ksuba is to make a difference between Erisin and ksuba. But that's good.
Right, but L'chora, it's not a sheer hefsek. In other words... If it's not enough to really make a hefsek, so what is it? Oh, so Rav Shechter suggested in this piece here that maybe, so according to the Ramah, it's very well. Because Eris and Nesuin are two mitzvahs, so you're making the Bor Pirak Ofen on what? On two different mitzvahs. So just like by the Lel Seder, you make four, then you make it here as well. The only thing is, the Sfarim also make two. So how does that work for the Sfarim? It's only good for the Ashkenazim, this pshat. What are the Sfarim going to say? So it could be, you have to say that, well, first of all, obviously the original Takana was that the Eris and Nesuin were a year apart. Now we put them all together. See, there's a discussion in the Poskim. Is it shaykh, and this may be along the lines of what you were suggesting, is it shaykh to make a bracha and in your mind stipulate that after a certain amount of time the bracha expires? In other words, I have to make a brikas haTorah is a whole question whether if you stayed up the whole night, right? So the post can discuss, so maybe you can have kavana in the morning before that you dafka want the Brichas HaTorah to end at the end of the night, so this way you'll have a ability the next morning to make a bracha, even if you didn't go to sleep. And that's a discussion. Could you have such a kavana to that the Brichas HaTorah? So part of this discussion perhaps could be, as some point out, that since you dafka want, know that it's two separate things, so maybe you could have. So it's kili miskavin lakach, but it still requires a beer within the sheet of the mechaber.
It's made on the same cusp on the chibur.
No, two different courses.
So then you have in mind that I mean this course, and only making a gufan on this course.
Right. So if you hold it, you can do that.
You could also have a different.
I can do that if you have two pairs. Let's say I have in mind I only want to eat this.
It's yeah, but you know you can eat pair. Now. You know you can eat. Say I have two apples. So
I
you
only eat one apple.
After no, one, I have two apples. I know I'm going to eat two apples, and I have kavana. I have kavana just to make a bar praise on this apple, and then 5 minutes later I want to make another bar praise. So chora, that's a bracha shein etzricha to do such a thing, right? You can't just do such a thing. You say, I have kavana just for this apple, and when I know I'm going to eat the second apple. If you didn't know, you didn't know. But if you knew, and you're mechaving that it should only part to this question, as you said, whether it works, and question, certainly, that's a bracha shein etzricha to do that.
If you change place, you have to make a new bracha, right?
Yeah,
so you can say that the mind of the chassan before he heard the ksuba, he was in a place. Oh, I'm getting married. I'm so happy. And then after he's a chassan, like, wow, I'm going to be with his wife and all these needs.
You could also use
his mind's in a different place. Now.
Different place, right? Oh,
you could also use a different.
So la halakha. I don't know where the Rav Sovel Zalman ends, but if we go by it with the Ramah, then it doesn't matter if you drink the. Yeah,
but
if you didn't drink the
Malay Lubav. Right, then that's what Rabbani pointed out. L'chor, according to that, it shouldn't matter whether you really you really drank, because l'chatchil you drink, so it shouldn't be a gnai, but he would still be yotzei. Mm-hmm. Just like by the Mila, you make the bar pir gofen and you're giving it to someone who, so it's not a bracha levatola, and you did kiddush al hayayin. You made kiddush al hayayin.
And even if you didn't drink it at all.
Even if you didn't drink it at all.
It's a problem, like, for women with Havdalah. When there's so many kind of other people to make Havdalah for them, they really can't do a thing about it. I mean, if they're not Yotzei with the person drinking the Malay Glucon, Rum Coast, whatever it is, they're really, it's maybe, if it was Ma'akev, what in the world are they going to do? I mean, this is...
Why? I mean, what's the problem? That someone else will drink?
No, but they did.
In which case?
They're listening to somebody make
Havdalah. No.
So they're counting on the person to drink a Rove Coast.
You're saying, what if he didn't?
Yeah. I mean, that happens.
Right.
It happens in shul all the time. The person,
Right.
Or they don't drink at all. He gives it to a kid or he
like,
or the kid doesn't drink.
Like with Mila.
Yeah. So, right. So it could be that he still might be Yotze. Because
that's what I'm saying. This is the thing that happens.
Right, this happens, right. So
in true, especially. It's
yeah. Like, yeah.
But the reverse, parenthetically, the minute today, which is it's only done al tzeik, is to make kiddush and shul. Right?
Right.
Maybe fakir. He shouldn't drink. He should drink butter pear golf less than a blonde woman. This way he does it. It's funny, it's like, because you're not being out to anybody, it's all the same minute. Today, when you're in kiddush and shul, it's more just as a zech, correct?
Yeah, it's the Rambam writes in the Tshuva that kiddush and shul today is like the same thing like Chazaras Hashatz. He says, even if everyone's bekiyim, and we don't need it, but since that's the way they were knowing, so we continue it. And kiddush and shul, even though no one's staying to eat the meal in shul, afal pikein, we still make.
But I'm saying fakir here.
So what are you saying?
Person who kiddush and shul is zeka. He doesn't want to be yotze, right?
Yeah.
So he should have to pay him a little, not pay him for the cost. And he yotze whatever bracha he do to mashu. Yet since he doesn't drink, one look no.
Well, anyway, he's not having the Suda there, so he's not Yotze because it's not Kiddush B'Makom Suda.
But maybe Midrash is Yotze.
What?
Maybe Yotze Kiddush Midrash.
Midrashim, maybe he was Yotze in the Shemon Esrei.
According to the Ramam, maybe it's better not to drink at all. Yeah. Rather than...
It's not better to drink at all, because it's still Gnai Hulakos. The Ramam says, no, you give it to the Tinoch.
You don't have it if you don't have a Tinoch. Maybe it's...
By the bris, you have a Tinoch.
But for Kiddush and Shul, if you don't have a Tinoch, and you're not going to drink a whole enough to be considered a Suda, maybe it's better not to drink at all.
Yeah. What is it? That's what I think.
According to the Ramam.
I hear what you're saying, but the mice, the minig, I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
But maybe it's better to drink the whole cup. So you have to say Makom Sud at least.
Well, Makom Sud, you might have to drink a second, two cups.
Yeah, but at least there's some opinion here. You have to say Makom Sud.
Oh. Yeah.
And then your wife be angry at you because you're already full before you eat.
What?
And your wife be angry at you because you'll be full before you eat.
One cup.
Right.
My goodness.
Oh.
Now
there's one last nakuda on this that has to be mavura, and that's the following. What's the din? And this comes up, usually doesn't come up, but some people have a minhag that when Purim falls out on Friday, they'll paris mapo makadish. They'll make a Purim suda into Shabbos. So for Shteitzach, at the Purim Suda, they were drinking wine. And now they're going to make Kiddush once Shabbos starts. So the question is, do you have to make a... So you have to take a Koshal Yayin in your hand, and you have to say the Nusach of Kiddush. But do you have to say a Bor Pir Goffin or not? You have to say a Bor Pir Goffin. Because you already said a Bor Pir Goffin on the wine in the Suda. So do you have to say Bor Pir Goffin when you parish Mapo Makadish? In other words, you definitely have to have a Koshal Yayin in your hand. But do you have to make a Bor Pir Goffin? Well, you say you made a Bor Pir Goffin. So what should be the Lechora? It should be Tola in the Shiloh also. Because if you hold it's just the Birkas Hanenin, the only reason why you make a Bor Pir Goffin is regular Birkas Hanenin. You need to make Kiddush Al Yayin, but you need to drink the wine. So you made the Birkas Hanenin already, so you should. But if it's a separate din, that when you do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah with what? With yayin, you have to be mishabech, like what Shlomo Zalman said, you have to be mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, even if you made it already, it's no different like the Seder. You made it on the first coast, you still make it on the second coast. So you made it in Yesudas Purim, you still have to make it on Kiddush.
First off, in the college, it's not to some extent Efsik.
A hefsek. Oh, so, you mean is it a hefsek that is an issur shtir? That's a question. Because once the kiddush,
also, no?
Once the kiddush hayom, that's a separate.
L'chor
is the same machlokes, right? So the Yerushalmi on page 30 discusses this shayla. The Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
Oh. So the shaila is like this. We know there's a klal in brachas that when you have a bracha smucha lachaverta, it's not posech bebarach. Like Shmon Esrei, all the brachas atachone and hashivein, it's not posech bebarach because it's smucha to the bracha before. So the question is, so how come when we make Kiddush, right? When we make Kiddush, we make a Bor Pir Goffin, and then we make the Brach of Kiddush, it's Posech Bebaruch, but isn't it Smucha Lechaverta of what? Of Bor Pir Goffin? So why do we make a Brach on Kiddush? Baruch Atah Hashem L'keinu M'chol HaMashar, Yisholim B'Sosov V'Ratzov Onu. Why do we make a Brach like that? It's Smucha Lechaverta. That's the kasha of the Yerushalmi. Or Havdalah, also. We make a Baruch Atah Hashem L'keinu M'chol HaLam HaMavdil B'Kodesh L'chol. Why do we be Poseh B'Baruch? It's Smucha L'chavrta.
But there's no Baruch there, Havdalah is different.
Why?
Havdalah is like Kiddush.
You make brachas before how you make.
You make
a berachah blessing. What about birchas Torah? Yeah, so it's a shaylan kiddush and avdol. Why do you poseich b'baruch on the brach of kiddush and the brach of avdol? Isn't it smucha lechaver?
Unless you want to say that by kiddush, both cases, the b'priagofen is part and parcel of the whole kiddush.
But it's still smucha and shmon esrei. It's different than shmon esrei. Shmon esrei, even every brach is part and parcel of the shmon esrei.
Do we have any example of brachas smucha lecharvet that has more than one topic in it? It doesn't begin with baruch. the klal of a bracha to begin with baruch and end with baruch is that it's got to have it has more than one topic. That's that klal.
Right.
So is there an example of a brachas smucha lecharvet that does not begin with baruch that has more than one topic? Aren't they all things with one topic?
Right, but if it's smucha lechaveret, it still wouldn't be posei for baruch.
That's what I'm saying. Seems to be a difference.
Right.
The first bracha.
No, they're each. First bracha. Yushalmi asked this kasha. Hasivun harei havdola, meaning havdola is posei for baruch, even smucha lechaveret. Shanya, the answer is, Rebbe Bar Barzav, the Rebbe Hayam Fazran. There's no halacha that you have to make a bar piyah gofen, a bar mireish, bar minisamim. You could make a bar minisamim, an hour later bar mireish, an hour later. So they don't have to all come together. So then the Gemara asks, go further down. First word line is the Hametiv. Hakedusha, meaning Kiddush, is Smuchel Chavrta, and yet it's Posech Mabaruch. Shanya hi, Shim Hayayoshe Vishoise, Mibod Yom, the Kiddush Allah Hayom, Sheena Omer Bori Priyagofen. So he says, because Bracha Smuchel Chavrta means that it's always Smuchel Chavrta. Like Shmon Esrei, it's always smucha lechaverta. But by Kiddush, it doesn't always have to be smucha lechaverta, because if you're drinking from before, Mashal by Sudas Purim, say, and you made a bar priyagofen again, so Shami says you don't have to make another bar priyagofen. So how do we paskin like this? So in the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Yerushalmi. Did we find it here?
Is it 35?
Yeah, which where?
31.
Page 31? Yes. Let's see. Fill my him. How you show some yaya? Him how you show some yaim chila? Ain't no omer el kiddush belvad below brichas hayain. The chak and bevar brichas amotzi. Yeah. No. Have it here 1 second. Yeah, im hayu shosim yayin tchila, eino omer. Im hayu shosim yayin tchila, eino omer el kiddush milvad. Eino omer el kiddush milvad. Meaning you don't have to make a nachal bar priyagofen. So they point out that this is the mechaber l'shitoso. Because the mechaber l'shitoso holds that what?
That
bar priyagofen is just a what? A birkas hanenin. So Mela, the only problem with this, and this I've been bothering for many years, is that the Ramah should have been masig. So some Mefarshim, Rabbi Kivag and others say that Taka, this is only one day. But it would have been better if the Ramah would have given a Hasaga here as well. Because Lechora, like the Ramah, it should be, he should krig with this Yerushalmi. So he doesn't say it to Farish, but give me sometimes you can be... You'd be so mech on what you write in another place.
But can't you answer up and say that it's not Kemina? In the case of Mila, he doesn't make it, right? In case of Mila, he makes a bracha. Why? Because it's part of the Mila, and it's not Shaya was in Kippur, right? It's not Shaya, but nobody drank. Here he drinks like a chiver. See, it's not in the same category. In other words, over there, in the case of Kippur, it's below Yafsha, right? Wouldn't below Yafsha.
No.
He's not drinking.
No, it's not below Yafsha. You can not make the board paragraph the Machabers.
Prior to, nobody's drinking.
Right.
So even though he's not drinking, nevertheless, there's no shaila as to what transpired prior to the Midla. In other words, nobody's drinking. In other words, nobody's drinking wine. So you give it to the child, so on and so forth. Because over there, at least, what? In that case, there's no bracha prior to. Here, in the person of Mekadesh, he's actually drinking.
Right.
So regardless of what his shita is,
but still, when you make kiddush, you still have to make kiddush alakos,
yes,
and hold. And once you're making kiddush alakos, you have to make a bori priyagofen on that, because you have to give a shvach that you're doing the mitzvah together with the wine. And once you're making of the bracha, then you just tell him it shouldn't be a ganai.
Right. However, that's all true. But the only you can make a distinction between if in fact he drank or he drank it, but you can't do it twice. Even though he holds in your kippah, you can, because it's a shvach and so forth. The shvach only exists if it's shayach to exist. If you made the bracha prior to, you can't be. It's a bracha l'atala. In other words,
but by dalakosis, you also make four.
It's hefsik. It's on even now the hefsik. But there's a hefzik even with regard to each bracha being different. There's, you make kiddush, right? People make a bracha, make a bracha benching. Yeah. And Magid is certainly a long time away. How?
Yeah. Maybe. Okay, let's just chazer over what we... It's getting late, but chazer over what we did. We discussed Shitas HaToysvas, Lo Yifchesu Loi, that Dalakosis is only a din in the Balabais. It's not a din, the Balabais makes the four brachas, he drinks, no one else has to drink. It's like Kiddush. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says, no, there's a mitzvah shtia, and the Brisker Rav points out that according to the Rambam, there's two dinim. There's a din of bracha lakos, and there's a din of shtia. According to Tosis, there's one din of bracha lakos, and only one person has to be shoyse.
The Rambam also listen loy.
Right, so he'll hold loy means the everybody. I mean, the Mishnah says loy, so everyone has to agree the Lashon of Mishnah.
Each
individual, not one loy. And then we said, what's the shear to drink? So we said the shear to drink is a kois. And we said that rov is good, but that's only b'di'evet, because ruba kukulo is only a din b'di'evet. And even though the rov kois is melo lugmov, what the Bach pointed out, it's not the same din of melo lugmov of kiddush. Because kiddush, the din of melo lugmov, is that's what you have to drink. Melo lugmov. Here, you really have to drink the whole kois. And melo lugmov is just a din of rov, so that melo lugmov is din rov, that's only a b'di'evet. And lechatchila, you should drink the whole thing. And then we discussed the Ramban, the 2 days, the Ramban and others. What if you have a very big kois? Do you have to drink the whole kois of Shal Oso kois, or just the rove of the Revius? And then we discussed the din of the Mechab and Ramah on Yom Kippur. If you have a meal on Yom Kippur, Mechaber says you leave out the Bor Pir Gofen, Ramah says you matim the kois. And the Magen Avraham says the Ramah is based on the Rishonim that say that way Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that really once you make a kois ala mitzvah, you don't have to drink ella just mishum genayhu. That's why you drink, but it's not that it shouldn't be a bracha levatola. And the other Rishonim and the Mechaber holds no, it's one din of Birkas Hanenin, and that's what Shlomo Zalman says is the Mechaber Amol Shitoso, whether you have four brachas of by the Seder on Bor Pir Gofen or only two Bor Pir Gofens. Then we discussed Rav Shechter's wants to say that maybe that's pshat in the Suin, that why we have two brachas was two mitzvahs. But the question is that works good with the Ramah, doesn't work so good with the Mechaber. And then we said maybe according to the Mechaber, you have Kavana, Shalom, lotzeis with the other bird paragofen, and then we discussed the Yerushalmi, what if you eat drinking wine from before, could the and you have to make another paragofen on the Kiddush. And the Yerushalmi says you don't. That's why it's not called smucha l'chaverta, because you don't always need to make a bar paragofen by Kiddush, because sometimes you already made it from before. So that's how the Yerushalmi says, and that's how Mechaber paskens. So Mechaber is very good, as they point out, as Lishitoso, that it's a Birkas Hanenin. So if you drank from before, you don't need the Birkas Hanenin. You still have to hold the kos in your hand, but you don't have to drink before. And the Ramah L'chora should be Mcholik. And then we also said over the Chasam Sofer that you only say Rubo, Rubukukulo, only Rubo Bitoch Kulo. That means a Sanhedrin, you need all 23 to be there. Then if you have 13 saying one way, you win. But if there was only 13 there, then not. It has to be the whole mascaret of the Kulo, and then it's Rubo Mitoch Kulo to say that. Okay, I'd like to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and Bez Hashem, after Yontov, we should continue to learn. Bez Hashem.